With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's Lucas Jackson gave a standout performance at the 20th annual Miami Open, winning silver in his division and leading a 9-member national team to 6 medals at one of the largest karate events in the U.S. Radio Cayman's Jeffy Ebanks has this report.
Jackson delivered a standout performance at the competition, winning silver in the elite junior kata division. Jackson led a 9-member Cayman team that brought home 6 medals from the International Championship, which drew nearly 700 athletes from 25 countries. Competing in the 16-17 elite kata division, Jackson advanced past opponents from the U.S. and Trinidad before falling just short into the gold medal match to last year's junior Pan Am champion from the Dominican Republic. Cayman's young squad, ages 6-17, finished 1 silver and 5 bronze medals. Several athletes also reached bronze medal rounds, placing 5th overall. Ahead of the competition, 4 Cayman athletes trained in elite kata seminar with Olympic medalist Ariel Torres and Grace Lau, while another team took part in a kumite session led by U.S. Olympian and world champion Tom Scott. Cayman medal results: Chloe Grace Aprutese, bronze in 7 and under kata and kumite. Lily Michael Park, bronze in age 8 kata and kumite. Jax Alberga, bronze in age 8 boys kumite. And Lucas Jackson, silver in junior elite kata. Lucas Jackson, silver in junior elite kata. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio Cayman Sports.
Inter-primary cricket delivered another run-filled Friday as schools across both zones piled on the centuries, with Cayman Prep A making one of the biggest statements of the day in a dominant win over Sir Johnny Cumber Primary. Radio Cayman's Josh Cottrell has this report.
Cayman's Prep A team rolled past Sir Johnny Cumber in Boys League play as 2026 inter-primary cricket competition delivered another high-scoring round on Friday. 5 schools hit the century mark across zones A and B, with 4 of them converting those totals into wins. In the girls' divisions, First Baptist, Joanna Clark, and Edna Moyle all picked up victories in zone A, while St. Ignatius and Sir John Cumber claimed wins in zone B. On the boys' side, First Baptist, East End, and Edna Moyle were winners in zone A. In zone B, Cayman's Prep A team powered past Sir John Cumber 117-54. Marie Martin beat CIS and St. Ignatius topped Cayman Prep B. Round 4 continues this Friday, May 22nd, with a full slate of games across both zones. The inter-primary cricket competition runs through June with 15 schools competing, organized by the Department of Education Services and the Department of Sports and Cayman Cricket, supported by CUC. For Radio Cayman Sports, I am Josh Cottrell.
In other local sports, the Cayman Islands Water Sports Association National Tour is wide open heading into round 2 as racing returns to Collier's Public Beach on Sunday, May 31st. After a high-octane opening round, riders are back faster and hungrier, chasing crucial championship points on the water. Organizers say fans can expect intense battles offshore and non-stop energy onshore with food vendors, music, and live MC entertainment throughout the day. Racing begins at 11 a.m. and admission is free for the entire family. And records shatter at the May Classic Cycling Time Trial. Here's CIGTV LaVita Thompson with the details.
Speed, endurance, and record-breaking performances took center stage during race 2 of the 2026 May Classics Cycling Series last weekend. Cyclists faced a fast but challenging 9.6-mile individual time trial course stretching from Paradise Restaurant to South Sound and back, battling strong headwinds on the final leg home. The standout performances came from Emily Clark and Ryan Thompson, who both delivered historic rides. Clark became the first woman to break the 25-minute barrier, setting a new women's course record with a time of 24 minutes and 23 seconds. Thompson also smashed the course record with a blistering time of 19 minutes and 56 seconds in the junior division. Winners were also crowned across multiple categories as Cayman cycling community continued another exciting season of May Classics competition.
CIGTV's LaVita Thompson. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.